Coming up, Melody Teagarden, owner of Flat River Medical.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up Montcalm County. Here are your podcast hosts, Dwayne Weed and Cara Stevens.
Hi, and welcome to Discover Montcalm podcast. I'm Cara Stevens with your local station, WGLM M106.3 and Backroads Radio. And we're here with Melody Teagarden from Flat River Medical. She's the owner, the brain trust. And beyond that, we're going to start kind of backwards this time.
Okay.
Because we met a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Would you say about a year or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
And she was Dancing with the Stars. And we have a friend.
Yeah.
What do you call that? A mutual friend. There you go.
Yeah.
So we've become friends. And we met at the Flat River Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know how they named their cider, Cider Mel. That's what I want to know. Where did that come about? Then we'll talk about your business.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. We can start there, I guess. I guess the old the people that used to own it used to have me taste test like their new drinks or their ciders or whatever. And I really became a big fan of their grape cider that they had there.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, they had to do a new formulation, so they had to rename it. And I just was there during the time that they renamed it, and we picked like 10 different names, and none of them had anything to do with me except for the one. And so it was just random that they chose it.
They chose it?
Yeah.
Well, I love it, and I'm glad they made it because I really like that stuff.
And it's so good.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
You know, all this time that they've been there, I've never had an opportunity. I've tried stopping. Every time I'm over there, they're never open.
They're open later in the day.
And I'm never there later in the day. But I'd love to try it, but I've just never had the opportunity.
Well, perhaps we'll get the boys in here, too.
I think so. That'd be a good idea.
All right, we'll go back now, okay?
All right.
So tell me how your business started. Give me your backstory.
Yeah, so I've been a nurse for 18 years. Most of my background was in, you know, the hospital and the nursing homes and that type of field. And then when I went on to get my master's degree, I had an opportunity to start teaching in the college. So I started doing that for a while. And I carried that on to then doing CNA training out of a center in Grand Rapids, essentially. And then I enjoyed it so much, I decided to bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I started my first training center in Greenville in 2015.
Okay.
And then since then we've grown, and now I have a school in Paris up north of Big Rapids and one in Elma.
Yeah, and when she came here and she was telling me that, I said, Paris? I thought maybe she had her own private jet.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know, so Flat River Medical in Greenville is where, and then Paris and then Elma as well. So you were telling me while we were waiting for Cara, which we always wait for Cara.
I don't, what?
Yeah, you know, I mean, and
she's worth waiting for.
She is, but aww, you know, but because she's here in front of us, we're gonna kind of pick on her a little bit. What is your schedule for running your sessions on average?
Yeah, so we offer at least one class at each location every month. One of my locations does roll through every 2 weeks is a new session. And we also offer night classes, too, at two of our locations various times of the year. Not all the time, but a couple times per year we do a night class. It's 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday for 3 weeks. Our day classes are 9 to 5 Monday through Friday for 2 weeks.
Okay. Don't want to jump on your questions, but to become a CNA, how many hours does that take?
A minimum of 75 hours is required.
Okay. And then from there, they're now ready to go out in the workplace?
Absolutely. They can start working before they take their state exam, but that would be the next step after they complete the course successfully is to then take their state board exam. And we offer the state board testing at two of our three locations.
Okay.
Now, just because we've talked about commercials and things like that, and we've had the remote and the blood drive and everything at your location in Greenville, you told me that a lot of the students qualify, but nobody really knows that they qualify for assistance from Michigan Works.
Absolutely. So Michigan Works provides workforce-based funding opportunities for anybody going into a high demand career.
Okay.
So they have different funding opportunities, and it's not just one size fits all. They have a bunch of different opportunities for different scenarios. And really all you have to do is call up there and ask about their tuition assistance for CNA training, and they will be more than happy to help see what program they're eligible for. If they are eligible, you know, not everybody does mm-hmm. qualify, but those who don't, there's other pathways that they can take as well. So,
can you do like financial aid through the school?
No, because we are privately ran. Okay. We aren't able to take any type of financial aid or federal funding of that type.
Okay. And the course itself is really pretty reasonable, isn't it? As
yeah.
far as go ahead.
Yeah, so you can be trained and tested and ready for a new career in as little as 2 weeks. The tuition for our program is $1,800.
And which we probably want to let people know, because we don't know when they're going to be seeing this. Probably check your website.
Yeah, of course.
Because if they see this in a year or two,
yeah.
everything changes. So I don't want people to think that, oh, in two mm-hmm. years they see this and all of a sudden they're going, well, your prices have gone up.
Well, and that may, you know, may happen in the future, but right now it's pretty steady at $1,800 for the tuition for the course. Okay. And the state testing fee is $175. So just under $2,000,
yeah.
someone can be starting work in healthcare and starting a career and so making great money.
So we're taping this in 2026. So I always like to tag that, because one thing about podcasts is
they go forever.
Once they're on their internet, people could pick these up
yeah.
many years from now. What is your website?
My website is flatrivermedical.com.
Okay.
Now, you said they can start a career in 2 weeks and make
yeah.
good money.
And make good
when
money.
When you told me that, mm-hmm. I'm like, why am I on radio?
You can do it too, Carl.
I know. But
it's for all.
I'll be
it's
late.
For everyone.
Well,
well, then you just have to find a job that will work with you on your schedule deficiency.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You're only on
you
the
don't
air
have a
for
class
what,
for that?
4 hours?
3, maybe. Yeah, it'll be all right. If I get there on time, I'm there for 3.
I'm just joking.
I know you are. So, a typical class day.
Typical class day, get there at 9 o'clock. Everybody kind of calms down, drinks their coffee, visits for a couple minutes, regroups. The teacher will start off with review from the content prior. We step into lecture usually right away, and usually afternoon we're doing our hands-on skills lab until the end of the day.
Okay.
And then that's generally what it looks like for the first 7 days, and then the last 3 days of class we go to the nursing facility to do clinical
hands-on
practice.
Type things. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said it's kind of for everybody, so
yes.
ages from 16.
16 and up.
Because 16 can start working.
16 sure can.
I know. I think that's incredible.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
My son's almost 16.
Yeah.
He's going to be working.
Yeah.
I'm putting him to work.
Yes.
He won't like it. He wants marine biology. I don't think
oh,
he'd be.
Oh, that's fun too.
Oh, yeah. But he won't be able to start at 16.
He can learn about healthcare at 16.
And it transfers.
And he can use all that knowledge and power to go on to his marine biology degree.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
He might have to save a dolphin or something, and he could.
That would be actually kind of cool.
It would be. Have you ever had to give mouth-to-mouth to a dolphin?
Nope. Oh, no, but I've kissed one before.
Same here. I have, too.
I'm out.
So I guess that's kind of mouth-to-mouth, right?
It is, yeah.
So I can say yes to that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Then yes.
That's a wild, interesting thing I just learned about her.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
Fun, unusual facts.
Discovery Cove for me.
Yeah, I think that's where I was too.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a fun time.
Was it Cayman Islands or I don't remember
no,
exactly.
The one we were in Florida.
Oh, you guys were in Florida. I was somewhere else. Yeah. But yeah, probably the same. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. We kind of got off topic.
Everybody's always kissing dolphins, man. Yeah.
I know.
Don't understand it. How come I can't?
There's worse things.
You can
I
too.
Suppose. I suppose.
The Discover Montcalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
So, you've been doing this for 10 years.
Yes.
So, that's 2016.
2015.
15,
yep.
Okay. What has been your biggest challenge that you've ran into up to this point?
Well, COVID seemed to have been a really big challenge for us. I think everybody. Yeah. As far as challenges, it's mostly day-to-day, just making sure everybody succeeds and learns everything they need to learn. I don't think there's a lot of challenges to have, necessarily.
Right.
Just working hard and putting the word out there, I guess, you know.
What are the big, like, success stories that you have from students coming back saying, oh my gosh.
I actually just had a really fun one today that one of my teachers told me. Oh. So she's been my teacher. Her name's Tracy.
That's
shout out
Paris?
To Tracy.
In Paris?
Yep. She's my teacher in Paris, and she had the opportunity to train a young man successfully during, I think it was last year, and then a few months later, his then fiance took the class. And then a few months later, his father took the class.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so they now work all together, and they travel together, and they do travel aid work.
Oh, that's very cool.
As a team.
That's very cool.
And I just think that's really cool.
Keep it in the family. That is very cool.
Yeah.
We should have them on next time.
I know.
Bring the whole family in. That would be really cool. Yeah.
I don't know. We get fun stories like that. I've done, I've taught mother and daughter pairs multiple times during, you know, the time that I was doing it. It's just really cool to see.
Sure.
Yeah.
And one helping the other probably a lot of times. And
they're going to school together, learning together, doing cool things together.
Stay working together, I wonder.
I hope so.
That'd
I know
cool.
a few of them that have.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It is very interesting.
Anything mm-hmm. coming up? I mean, how do you don't really go out of that scope, so.
Yeah.
Any other venues that you're going to be, like, reaching out to potential students?
Well, so currently I'm trying to really put the word out for my night class that we're having in Paris. I know sometimes it's hard for people to get into a daytime class full-time, mm-hmm. 8 hours Monday through Friday. So for those who need off hours or after hours, we also provide that. So my night class starts March 16th in Paris at 4 o'clock p.m. So nice. That's when we're having that one, and then I'll have a night class in Greenville, I believe June 15th is what it says on my
I didn't bring your schedule.
Calendar, but yeah, I don't have it in front of me either, so
again,
I think it's June 15th is my night class in Greenville. Yep.
Yeah. And at the time that we're taping this here, it may have gone by the time this drops, but check your website. You have all that information.
Everything's up to date on there.
And you said flatrivermedical.com?
Yes, flatrivermedical.com.
Will be a place that you can keep everything
mm-hmm.
up to date. Now, are you on socials as well?
I do have a Facebook page for Flat River Medical, so like and subscribe.
Of course, of course. You know, because that's how, I mean, it's mm-hmm. just the way of the game today.
Yeah, it helps get the word out there for sure.
And, you know, you definitely want to, you know, get that information out. And again, something you said earlier, someone can start training as a CNA as early as 16?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, which I think is pretty mm-hmm. cool. I
yeah.
know that, you know, I also teach at the, you know, Montcalm Area Career Center.
And you also teach 16-year-olds.
With college cap courses and stuff, too.
Yeah, I do in the digital arts program. So,
yep.
But as the, you know, the health program there, you know, they're doing that. And the second year mm-hmm. works with the MAs.
It sure does, yeah. You it's know, a wonderful laddered program that they have there.
You know, and it's great that that's available for high school kids.
I know.
You know, but the idea that you also offer that, you know, in your business mm-hmm. is pretty cool. So,
yeah.
You know, to be able to move that up, you know, people could...
They can train all summer.
You know, work into the, you then, know, go into yeah. the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, so, hey, I guess moms and dads out there, you're looking for something for your kid to do
yes.
over the summer.
I have had, that's actually a really cute...
it's a camp.
...experience that I've had, is I've had a lot of parents call and wanting to encourage their children to get into such a thing, and it's neat talking to them, and they're so supportive of wanting their kids to get into healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. So I really like that. That's funny.
You know, maybe you could do a camp theme.
That's what I was saying. Drop off your kids.
Drop off your kids.
Yeah, you could have a camp
says,
breakfast.
That's a great idea.
I mean, you know, sing songs.
No.
Okay. Sometimes the thoughts are not the best.
Well, I understand that completely.
When they're in my head, they... but when they come out, they're not always what they should be. Mm-hmm. So, you have any other questions?
I did.
Here?
It's gone now. No, okay. It's not. So, have you always been in Montcalm County?
As far as me,
yeah, living and are
you, yes, okay, yes, I've always lived in Montcalm County my whole life.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up? I mean, tell us about your early childhood and
give us a little backstory. Are you grown up yet? I'm not grown up yet, so.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
No, all right.
Okay.
She's not grown up yet either.
She's not, well.
Well, what's your favorite thing about Montcalm County? What's your favorite place?
What are
your
my favorite place?
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite place out of all of Montcalm County is Anderson's Orchard. And I love it so much because he provides such a wonderful place for all these children to go.
For free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And he says he's going to do it forever and ever. And I just bless mm-hmm. him. That's my favorite place in Montcalm County.
That is a cool
Anderson's
place.
Orchard. Go there all the time.
Anderson and Girls.
Give them all your support.
I wonder if you could have a class there.
I could have one anywhere.
You could give mouth-to-mouth to the goats. Sorry, I'm on.
I think dolphins
are better. I think we'll leave
better.
That up to
well,
you.
I think dolphins are better than goats.
You won't get hair in your mouth that way.
You know, as we wrap this up, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd want to make sure that we let our listeners know as we wrap this up? Or a final note about where they can find you once again mm-hmm. and that type of thing?
Yeah, so I guess just flatrivermedical.com. I keep my website updated as much as I can. Facebook, of course, on there. And you'll
hear her on the radio.
Hear me
station.
On the radio sometimes mm-hmm. and on the news every so often. So.
And on the radio, Cara.
Uh huh. It's like social media with a microphone, you know that?
What's the radio station?
Oh, that what's would be radio? WGLM, M1063.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't be doing you a service if we didn't put that out there.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, just...
It's a
just,
team. It's a team thing.
It's
we're doing
it's
it.
It's a team effort, so...
Business supporting business. You know, that's what we do here.
And on that note, we'd like to thank you for tuning into the Discover Montcalm podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, on Pandora, Apple Podcast, and iHeart. And on discovermontcalmpodcast.com. If you have a story, you live in this county, you run a business, a nonprofit, or you've grown up here and you just have a good story to tell, reach out to me at 231-250-9624. I'd love to tell your story. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.